This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Joining us now, Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel. She was the first journalist to expose this huge scandal nearly 2 weeks ago that, in fact, the FBI used an informant to spy on the Trump campaign. She joins us, as well as Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz. You know, I love the Wall Street Journal and their comments today and their editorial, Kimberly. I thought it was devastating. And also the calls on the Obama administration, the call on Obama. What did he know? When did he know it? And now Nunes saying, Kimberly, there might be a second spy?
Yeah, this is really important. First of all, for people to remember that the Department of Justice, which is now out there hinting, and various partisans like Adam Schiff, that somehow Congressman Nunes and others are responsible for blowing this source. The Department of Justice leaked all of these details to friendly news media sources, everything short of this guy's name and his social security number.
Bingo.
And just so that they could get ahead of this and spin it the way they wanted to, because they knew the noose was tightening and they'd probably be forced to put out these documents. And this is the other important part, too, is what none of us have really had enough information on yet is we know a lot about what the FBI did, although still not enough. What we don't know, though, is what the political side of this operation knew. We know Clinton's campaign had this dossier, too. Who else had it in the Obama administration? And what other agencies were involved in efforts to go after the Trump campaign prior to the FBI's claim of its official start of its investigation?
I'll say it, so I don't want to bring former Congressman Chaffetz. Schiff is the biggest liar and propagandist on television today, almost as bad as fake news CNN and conspiracy TV, MSNBC. Bigger points here. The FBI paid this guy. We've all known his name for a long time. This is not, they've leaked it. They're the ones that did it. But paying this guy money and maybe a second spy, and I don't believe they're going to hand over the documents if they can get away with it. Congressman Chaffetz, you requested some of this very same information well over a year ago, and it's never been forthcoming.
Yeah, well, there was a subpoena we issued in 2016 for all the documents that we wanted to see. The inspector general can get these documents if he hasn't already. I hope he's already gathered them up. I think the deep state is understanding that the truth is going to surface, and that's why they're leaking this information to friendly news sources to put their own spin on it. I think Kim Strassel has done some of the best reporting on that. But I got to tell you, you have an attorney general in Jeff Sessions who's there in name only. He's worthless. And you have Rod Rosenstein who's there with an oxygen mask. He's totally conflicted. And I'm excited what some members in the House are going to do tomorrow. I think there's a group of five members that are going to actually put forward a resolution.
I hear
to say
Rod Rosenstein has a vicious temper and right now is on edge every day screaming at people. Have you heard that, Congressman?
It isn't pretty over there. I mean, it's amazing. If you look at what Rod Rosenstein is arguing, and then you look at the Democrats like Adam Schiff, this political hack that is just desperate not
Schiffless
to have truth
Schiff.
Come out. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want to have truth come out. He doesn't want to expose what's going on there.
He's
Devin Nunes is part of the Gang of Eight. He
Last
can
word.
Look at all that information.
And I agree with Devin. I agree with Congressman Chaffetz. You've done a great job, Kimberly. Last word.
Look, the other thing, this has got to be declassified. Congress needs to see it first, but then every one of us needs to see it.
The president can do that, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
The president
and I think
can do
that
it.
Needs
and
to
the
be
the
next
And the president can demand they turn him over now, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
The president. He's the president of the United States.
That's
the
correct.
Only constitutionally elected person, and he can declassify it.
You know, they bring up a good point here, if you really want to get down to the bottom of it, that this is going to have to be a bottom-up push, you know, from us, we the people, putting the pressure on them. you know, some of this is all a matter of timing, and you just wonder, you know, between the kabuki theater and the dance and something to be talking about every day, it's like, okay, when can we get down to the bottom of this? And, you know, yes, we want to let everybody know that the people can handle the truth, and this is what we need right now if we're going to ever get beyond this and get this country back on track. What do you say? 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Alfredo Ortiz joins us now. He is the CEO of Jobs Creators Network. Alfredo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, what I appreciate about the Job Creators Network is you're focused on several things here. You know, we're talking jobs, taxes, and small business. Boy, if those aren't the three critical heartbeats of getting this country back on track, I'm not sure what is.
No, that's true. That's true. Now, we're excited, and it's been a great fight, especially on the small business one. As you know, truly the backbone of America, two-thirds of new job growth is in the hands of these small business owners across the country.
Well, it is exciting to see their excitement. You know, we love entrepreneurism, as you say. It is the engine of the free market system and capitalism. When you look at a health of our economy historically, small business has led the way, has it not?
It really has, and I have to tell you what a difference a few years has made from the Obama administration out to the Trump administration. We've moved from downtrodden small business owners and entrepreneurs to entrepreneurs with sky-high optimism and excitement and actually believing that the American dream is now achievable once again.
Yeah, that is exciting that they're dreaming big dreams. You know, we say on this show it's time to dream big dreams once again. And small business entrepreneurs and people will do that which they get rewarded for. That's, you know, just one of those business acumens that have been around forever. And this is what we're seeing is that the hope that they can, you know, open up a lemonade stand if they so want and not be overly regulated or harassed by the feds has really freed up a lot of energy in this country.
It really has. And, you know, it's scary, Bill. If you remember just a few years back under the Obama administration, we actually hit probably one of the scariest points in history, which I don't think many people actually realize we hit, which was entrepreneurialism was actually on the decline. It was negative. More businesses were actually closing than were actually opening. First time in American history that had happened. And we're seeing that completely reverse now. We're seeing that trend reverse, and the growth rates are there to prove it. 3.3% estimated by the Congressional Budget Office for this year alone. That's more than double where we were under the Obama administration in his last couple of years in office.
Alfredo, I guess what is astounding to me is that progressivism and those that would support the policies of Barack Obama and the previous administration, you know, it's like they haven't even reconciled this to say, wait a minute, the policies that we enacted over two cycles with this administration really did a lot of injury to this country. And what you're hearing is a doubling down that's absolutely insane. That just doesn't make sense. And the mainstream media is backing, you know, their movement and their policies. And I believe confusing the body politic over, you know, what is real and what's imaginary.
You know, Bill, there's no easy way to say this other than say it's almost downright un-American what's happening from that perspective. Because while, you know, everybody should be touting this great economic growth, making, you know, continuing to feel good about the economy and grow it, because, you know, optimism is contagious, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, you know, it's a good thing when everybody's optimistic. I think it's a great thing that America's optimistic about America again. And I think one of the things that I'm hearing from small business owners, they completely were downtrodden under the Obama administration. In fact, our organization, Job Creators Network, did a national poll about 3 years ago, in the last couple of years with the Obama administration, because I was noticing how downtrodden small business and entrepreneurs were. And we asked the question, what's keeping you back? And it was overtaxation, overregulation, right, too much red tape, and the lack of access to credit. And under this administration, literally in a handful of months, 18 months roughly, they have tackled all three. This has been really the trifecta of fixes for small business owners. They've brought down taxes through the tax cut bill last year. Overregulation has come down. In fact, President Trump promised 2-to-1. It's been out with, what, 22 regulations?
Regulations for one.
Introduced,
exactly. Right.
And
right.
Today, in fact, the House is voting on fix the Dodd-Frank to finally bring community banks back to our community, which had been pulled out basically because of Dodd-Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's amazing about this, Alfredo, that, you know, look, it's one thing to enact a policy or a regulation, but if you see that it's not working, why can't you fix it? But that's not the bureaucratic government sort of way, is it?
No, it's not. And that's obviously, I mean, at this point, you know, you have Speaker Pelosi literally promising to repeal the tax cuts, which I just can't even believe. I mean, in the past, Bill, we've all seen how the Democrats, you know, love promising everything free college, free everything, right? I mean, you know the drill on that one.
Right.
But we never hear them how they're going to fund it. I've never seen, I think, in history, and tell me if you've ever heard this, where literally the Democrats say, oh, and by the way, we're going to raise your taxes.
Right. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well,
I mean,
well, even once in a while, they can't help themselves, and they have to be honest. I mean, I appreciate her being honest. It's just the thing is the voter politic, you know, hearing what they're saying, because you still have people wanting to support her, and you go, no, did you not hear what she just said? Are you okay with getting less money? Yeah, suddenly, you know, with this new administration, you got more money in your pocket. There's less taxes, regulations, and she's saying, oh, that doesn't work.
Well, and you know what? I mean, it really is just getting to the point where it's crazy. Even in the latest CBS poll that was run, they found that nearly 2 in 3 Americans think that the nation's economy is in good shape and that most of them believe President Trump's policies are actually responsible for that. And that's what they hate hearing, right? So that's why they have this collusion based. I mean, frankly, Bill, the only collusion that's taking place, as far as I'm concerned, is the collusion amongst the media and,
exactly,
and the Democrats.
Right.
Because they refuse to actually report on the truth and on the good of what's happening in this country. And that is what I call un-American.
It really is, because instead of, you know, when you have 90% of the reporting out there, I mean, these institutions that have the funding, they've got the resources and everything that could be part and parcel of the lifting up of America after all that we've gone through, you know, with the 2008 financial crisis, you know, all these theories that the Democrats and progressives thought would work, which is amazing to me, because, Alfredo, I'm like you. I'm an empirical guy. I mean, I've lived life enough. I've experienced enough. I can read history books and see, okay, this works, this doesn't work. But yet under the Obama administration, it was like, you know, the faculty lounge run amok. You know, they sit there over a cup of coffee and they go, oh, hey, what do you think about this idea? And there's nobody,
right,
nobody there to tell them, going, well, that's the worst idea. You know, they tried that before and it killed millions of people or it destroyed all these businesses.
Right.
I mean, nobody's there to counter that, right?
I know. And now look at the actual results of what's happening now with the Trump administration. Right? 3.9% unemployment, Bill.
Yes.
And we're getting some of the lowest points ever. If you look now, even breaking down amongst, for example, Black and Hispanic,
yes,
we are at historic lows of unemployment with Blacks and Hispanics. I mean, that is something to celebrate. I can't believe that the left isn't even taking a moment to celebrate that.
Yeah. This well, we've got to work on teen unemployment, the entry level. But again, these we're fighting Democratic and progressive policies that have promoted business to go more AI and robotic, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Alfredo Ortiz is with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Alfredo after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karamba knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karamba knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine. 'Cause
that's what we do. Fight the good fight on behalf of we the people to get this country back on track. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, visiting with Alfredo Ortiz, President and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Alfredo, I know that you had a meeting here recently with Mike Pence, to deal with these issues that we're talking about, jobs, taxes, and small business. How did that go?
Well, it's great. I have to tell you, between the president and the vice president, they understand what actually gets the economy going. President Trump, obviously a business owner himself, but Mike Pence, just as a governor, understands what it takes to govern and understands what it takes to move an economy. And it's just so refreshing. You don't have to educate them on the whys. They just know it implicitly, and they're acting on it. It's just been fantastic. It's such a nice change, to be quite honest, Bill.
Well, without a doubt. I'm sure you're as surprised as I am is that why there are not more people supporting this president and the policies. Look at what they've been able to do in a short period of time, in spite of the resistance and all the antipathy of the Democratic Party and the media.
Well, Bill, one of the core things that Job Creators Network was actually founded on, the organization that I lead, is on this idea of helping educate the public. And the problem is there just isn't enough of that. Mm-hmm. We actually kicked off our tour just a couple of months ago called Tax Cuts Work. And you can find more information, by the way, on that on taxcutswork.com. It's really trying to get those stories and highlighting and bringing those stories back out to the American public and teaching Americans and letting the Americans understand how these tax cuts actually are working for the economy, for businesses of whatever size it is, and for people overall. And that's just not what is being told on mainstream media, right? The only thing you're hearing is how all the awful things, and this is, tax cut for, Donald Trump's rich friends and, right, millionaires and billionaires, et cetera. What they don't understand, because they actually never leave the beltway, it seems like, when I go out and talk to hundreds and hundreds of small business owners, they are so thankful that they finally have an opportunity to reinvest back in their businesses, reinvest back in their people, reinvest in just their American dream again.
Exactly.
And, but it's not being told, right? And so that's mm-hmm. why we've actually now captured about 1,300 stories, Bill, from small business owners across the country that are writing into us or just saying, this is helping us and this is helping my employees and this is how. Mm-hmm. I got a great story, for example, in Wakanda, Illinois, a manufacturer of auto transmission parts. And it's about 16 people, but she, about $3.5 million, a CEO that told her story when we were out there, $3.5 million in revenues. She just bought $450,000 of pieces of equipment that she's investing this year. She's opening up a sales office in Southern California. She's going to have three or four more people to run that machine. And she probably expects its growth to double in the next couple of years. I mean, these are the kind of stories that the tax cuts are helping to fuel across the country.
How are you getting these stories out, Alfredo? Are they on the website or go ahead?
Yeah. So when people send them in through taxcutswork.com, what we do is we go through all the stories. We obviously vet them and make sure, all these make sense. Mm-hmm. And then we actually contact the people back. A lot of these are the CEOs and founders of their companies. And we start asking them questions. And in some cases, they're such great stories that we'll go out and we'll actually film them. We'll put them on video and then we'll push them back out across social media, because these are the stories that have to be told, Bill. And unfortunately, there just isn't enough, right? There's only one Fox News and then you got everything else.
Exactly.
Fortunately through talk radio, you guys are doing God's work here by getting these stories out so that American public can actually hear what's really going on.
Well, the thing that it galls me at times is, Nancy Pelosi, we seem like we always pick on her, but she just gives us so much stuff to pick on her about.
It's so easy. I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's like softball.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she goes, she'll say, well, those tax cuts, they're not going to last. And as you said, the narrative, that it's all for the rich people and they're not going to last because you guys didn't get on board to make them last. And then, and then the next thing out of your mouth is that, hey, we're going to get rid of those tax cuts because we need to raise taxes, not lower taxes. Like that's a winning policy. Where has that ever worked in our government?
Well, and again, it's obvious she's just completely out of touch, right? We all know the crumbs comment she made, and You know, right. I always tell people, I mean, it's ridiculous, right, that she calls, you know, $1,000 bonuses, $2,000 bonuses, crumbs. I mean, that just shows how out of touch, you know, she really is with the American public. But, you know, to again, you go out and just basically we're going to get rid of these things. I mean, you know, I always, you know, when I'm out there, for example, back to this example I just mentioned in Illinois, mm-hmm. we had, you know, our the 16 employees standing behind me in front of our tax cut. By the way, you know, we take we have two buses now that are going across the country, crisscrossing the country with each other, telling these stories. But, you know, I had the 16 small employees, the small business owner, and actually the parents were the founders of that company standing in front of me. And my thing to Nancy Pelosi was, you know, for you to say these are tax cuts for the wealthy, look behind me. These mm-hmm. are the tax cuts. This is who is actually helping.
Right? Exactly.
Everyday Americans. And in this particular case, by the way, she was able to come back. She's covering 100% of health care benefits, for example. She's giving mm-hmm. a pay raise and bonuses to all of her employees. You know, I just don't get it, though. Bottom line, mm-hmm. I just don't understand it. It's obvious that they just want to completely just talk about Russia collusion. But frankly, I think they're doing themselves a major disservice. I think America is just sick and tired of all of this junk that's right. being talked about. And the truth, I think people are realizing, it's starting to come out. And unfortunately, as they always say, unfortunately for the Democrats, the truth shall set you free eventually.
Right.
I think that's what's happening.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're talking about jobs and, you know, what's going on in terms of enthusiasm and productivity. I had maintained under the previous administration, you had a lot of pent up productivity. And as you said, you know, for the first time ever, you know, entrepreneurism was taking a big hit and dying on the vine here. And I looked at it in terms of people wanting to do, you know, dream big dreams, wanting to open up their own businesses. And it was just, they were just looking for an outlet. Give me an opportunity. Give me some hope to go to the bank and get a loan or to do whatever it takes to, you know, finally realize this dream that's waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And this is what's, you know, jettisoned this wave of small business activity and entrepreneurism across the country.
Well, you know, frankly, Bill, if they could find a bank to go to, right? Because a lot of these community yeah. banks were closing up because of Dodd-Frank. I mean, mm-hmm. that whole idea of character loans is gone, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was gone. And so many of these small businesses were dependent on that, right? But they were so downtrodden. Like I said, I saw it a few years back when we did that national survey and we kicked off our first bus tour 3 years ago called Bring Small Businesses Back. You could just see it in their eyes. In some cases, very emotional because mm-hmm. when you think, I had a small business myself, so I understand what they were talking about.
Right.
They would put their blood, sweat, and tears, their life savings, in many cases, their homes on the line, mortgaging right. everything they have because they believe in the dream. Mm-hmm. And then to have the government basically stomp on it, it was just so disheartening to see that. And I would hear small business owners tell me, they would say, look, we're just one regulation away from closing up. We can't handle it anymore. And the thing is, it wasn't even the fact that people weren't even looking going forward what was happening. It's the other, you know, it was death by 1,000 cuts, and it was the other 999 regulations behind it that was killing the small business owners, right? And so this idea that Trump had of removing 2 for everyone and now actually doing 22
right.
For everyone is so huge for small business owners. And they're feeling that. They're feeling that you know, the throttle open up again so that they can actually do what they need to do and want to do. Like many people say, if the government gets out of the way, it's amazing what American entrepreneurialism can do.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the midterm elections just around the corner. You can send reinforcements to the Beltway, and that will get behind this president and give us more of the same. Or you can stay at home and let Nancy Pelosi take over the gavel once again. Boy, does that scare the holy what have you out of me, Alfredo, I'm telling you.
Yeah, same here. Bill.
It's in the hands of we the people, so it's up to you to make it happen. And for the first time in a long time, we've got a lot of positive energy. We've got momentum. Let's keep it going. Alfredo Ortiz, right. CEO of Job Creators Network. I know you agree with that, Alfredo, right?
Amen, Bill. I sure do. And there are 30 million small business owners that feel the same way that you do.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we've been big on business and small business in particular because I believe that is, a great indicator as to what is happening to the economy right now and what will happen. Well, according to the Spring 2018 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report, a semi-annual study exploring the concerns, aspirations, and perspectives of 1,000 small business owners across the country. Small business optimism towards the economy, revenue, and long-term growth has soared to the highest levels we've seen since the fall of 2015. And back with us to tell us all about it is Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business with Bank of America. Sharon, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and small business is doing terrific, too, based on this latest report.
Yes, small business is doing terrific based on our latest report. So every 6 months, we do survey our clients to understand how they're feeling about the economy, about their business prospects, their revenue growth, and just general information so that we can understand more about you know, their insights, their deepest fears, their thoughts. And what we found was that small business optimism was up to the highest level we've seen since 2015. And so the optimism does continue to improve, and not just because of tax reform, which was one of the reasons why our small business owners felt so optimistic, but others, you know, they've got... You know, you hear, right, every day that the economy is improving, the national economy looks great, the stock market health is pretty solid. I mean, we do have ups and downs as usual and some volatility, but overall the national economy is strong, the health of the U.S. consumer is good, and that fuels the optimism for our small business owners.
Yeah, that really is good news. Can we get a little specific here? Let's take a look at revenue growth and hiring for the year ahead. What does it look like?
Well, you know, most business owners told us that, you know, when you asked about not just how they're feeling, so the good, and they're feeling good because of the tax reform and the national economy and the market, all of those were very positive indicators. When you, the flip side of that is, you know, our economy is good, and the hiring that's happening across the United States, people are employed. If they want to work, they're employed. And so there is a war for talent out there. And so our small business owners, the good news is there's a, you know, full employment. People are able to spend. They're able to frequent their favorite small businesses. But when it comes to hiring people, there's competition. Small business owners have to think about what benefits they're putting in place, how they can attract the right employees, because at the end of the day, the war for talent is strong, and small business owners do want to grow the number of employees they have. They're hiring, but it's difficult to do to get the right talent and the right people that have the right skills. And so that is the difficulty in this great economy out there.
Well, especially when you consider unemployment rate being as low as it is, probably the lowest in 20 years, you know that this is happening. It's a supply-demand situation. If all the people are working, then the talent pool is a bit restricted, and it becomes a lot more competitive, doesn't it?
It does. And then, you know, when you think about a small business, these are generally businesses with less than 100 employees. And so culture is so important. And that one hire can make the difference. And did they have the right skills necessary that this small business owner can continue to be competitive, can continue to grow, and you know, specialize in their business. And so that is something that is a concern. So the good news and the bad news, right? Full employment,
right.
People are working, there's lots of discretionary income out there. And the bad news is, you know, you got to be planning ahead, and how are you going to attract the right talent? It's not bad news. It's just, hey, you know, there's different areas you've got to consider and think about that maybe in the past you didn't need to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no doubt, as you said, tax reform has been a help. It helps put the wind at their back, so to speak. And so that's been a positive for them. And we've had a lot of positive signs that have catapulted small business to this level, have we not?
We have, you know, the tax reforms, you know, some 58% of our respondents cited that the new tax policy was a game changer for their business overall. And more than 60% said it made them optimistic about their own business prospects. So, yes, it is something that has certainly helped put the wind at their back. And it has, you know, intensified the optimism out there. But I would also say that small business owners, you know, generally, they have a can-do spirit. And so regardless of what's happening around them in the economy and everything else, generally speaking, entrepreneurs have that spirit of, hey, I'm going to make this work regardless. And I'm going to adapt my business plan. I'm going to adjust based on what type of demand there is out there. And so that is something that is just so fascinating. And what I love about working with business owners across the country, just the spirit and that entrepreneurism, that entrepreneurship that is out there and that, that just can do mentality. And it is so contagious.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with Sharon Miller, head of the small business with Bank of America, discussing the latest Bank of America small business survey, and nothing but good news here. This is pretty exciting here. So let's talk about digital and mobile technologies. Small business owners embracing those technologies, Sharon.
They do. I mean, nearly all small businesses manage some aspect of their business on their smartphone, like 90% of them. So, I mean, I think about, I don't live home without it, and certainly small business owners don't either. And so, you know, the digital trends, you know, even this morning, Bill, we had a release about Bank of America, our virtual assistant, Erica, for small business owners, changing the game. Who would have thought that this would be available even just 5 years ago? I couldn't even fathom it. Mm-hmm. We need a virtual assistant for small business owners to do their banking. But we do. And it is, it's the artificial intelligence. It's all of this capability that's out there that we're bringing to bear on behalf of our clients. But it's not just us bringing to bear the virtual assistant of Erica for small business owners, but it's all the things that small business owners have to consider and embrace. The Internet of Things, wearable technologies, how people connect, all of that is something that, man, you know, business owners weren't really thinking about 5 years ago. Now you have to keep up with the times.
Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit of Erica in my life. That song is ringing through, I guess. So what about, Sharon, the transition from cash to digital payments?
You know, that's also something that that small business owners view that over the next 5 years, yes, that small business owners view over the next 5 years that we will be, you know, in this cashless type of economy. And so that is something that we know is on the horizon, that that small business owners are planning how they're going to accept payments from their clients. And you know, it is something that we are planning ahead to help our small business owners be prepared for this cashless business environment that we're moving toward.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings and kick off your summer projects early.
Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 516 through 523 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, if you've been having some memory issues and you think, gosh, are there some techniques maybe to turn my brain from a sieve to a sponge? Is there a way to improve my memory? Well, we have with us the U.S. memory champion, Chester Santos, and he's going to teach us how to immediately, by using some proven techniques taught by himself, by the U.S. National Memory Champion, that we can turn our brain from a sieve to a sponge. Chester Santos, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. I know you're going to help us out because, you know, some people think that people are born with a great memory. It's a gift. And that it's something, you know, that isn't necessarily acquired. What do you say?
That absolutely isn't the case. Really, you can improve your memory with the right training and technique. So no matter what your current level of memory ability, no matter where you may be at now, with just the right techniques and a little bit of practice, you can dramatically improve your ability to remember just about anything at all. So I did win the United States Memory Championship, and in order to win that competition, I had to memorize hundreds of digits, decks of playing cards, hundreds of names and minutes. I had, in order to be able to do that, I needed to learn a bunch of memory improvement techniques. And that's what I put into the book, because really anyone out there can learn these techniques. They can help you to remember names, to get more out of business networking, or to build better relationships with people in general. They can help you to remember presentations, foreign language vocabulary, exam material. These techniques are huge for students. They cut study time in half, improve retention. It's a much more fun and interesting way for people to go about remembering things as well.
Exactly. You can imagine how much things would be better for you if your memory was improved. Of course, the new book that Chester's talking about is his new book just released, Mastering Memory. Well, let me ask you, before we get into the specifics of it, why do people today have such bad memories?
Well, there's a combination of things going on, but really one thing that I believe, sometimes I talk at tech conferences and I will talk about how it's amazing what these electronic devices are able to help us do with our daily lives, but we need to be really weary of letting them remember everything for us. We are outsourcing our memory more and more every day to electronic devices. One example that I'll sometimes give is the example of phone numbers. We all used to be able to remember the phone numbers of so many friends, family members. I remember growing up, my parents would give me some emergency numbers they felt would be important for me to know. We all used to be able to do those sorts of things, but nowadays you give somebody even one phone number and there's no way they can do it. It's so bad. In fact, believe it or not, there are many people out there today that don't even know their own phone number.
I was going to say that. I had a friend and he didn't know his phone. He goes, well, I don't call myself. I just, what does that mean?
Yeah, it is a very good example of the use it or lose it principle as it applies to memory. But the good news is that if you make it a point to actually exercise your memory, work it out, and especially if you use these fun and entertaining techniques that I teach, you can improve your memory really at any age. You can definitely improve your memory. There's an exercise I wanted to go through. It'll take a few minutes here. You can follow along. Your listeners can follow along as well. I'm going to have you all commit to memory the following random list of words. It's going to be monkey, iron, rope, kite, house, paper, shoe, worm, envelope, pencil, river, rock, tree, cheese, and dollar. That's the random list of words. Now, when I recite that list of words to audiences, I do this in corporate presentations as well. I get looks from people, and people are probably listening right now giving a face like, there's no way,
right. You
know, this guy's crazy. There's no way I'm going to be able to remember that. But in fact, everybody listening to this interview will have that entire list of words committed to memory perfectly, forwards and backwards, in just about 2 or 3 minutes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, even, everyone will still know the words forwards and backwards without any further review. How you'll do this, just listen to what I described to you, see and experience it happen in your mind. That's it. You just have fun with this.
Yes.
You're laughing, giggling, it's going to be easy. The first word was monkey, so I just want everyone to visualize a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
See this monkey in your mind, it's dancing around, making monkey noises, whatever monkey would sound like. I'm working on the monkey impression. Just see and hear the monkey.
Uh-huh.
The monkey now picks up a gigantic iron, like you would iron your clothes with, this giant iron, because that was the next one. Just like visualize it. See it like a little cartoon or movie playing in your head.
Mm-hmm.
The iron starts to fall and the rope attaches itself to the iron. Maybe even feel the rope. Maybe it feels sort of rough, really interact with that rope.
Mm-hmm.
You look up the rope and you see that the other end of the rope is attached to a kite.
Mm-hmm.
The kite's flying around. Yeah. Maybe you reach up, try and touch it. The kite now crashes into the side of a house. Really, just see it smash into the house. Just picture that as best you can. The house, you notice, is covered in paper. Completely covered in paper for some strange reason. Out of nowhere, a shoe appears and it starts to walk all over the paper. Maybe it's messing up the paper as it's walking on it, that shoe. The shoe smells badly, so you look inside and you find a smelly worm crawling around inside of that shoe.
Yeah.
Really see that smelly worm, you'll remember that. The worm jumps out of the shoe and into an envelope. Maybe it's going to mail itself or something, I don't know. Envelope was next. A pencil appears in the thin air and it starts to write all over the envelope, starts to address the envelope, that pencil. The pencil now jumps into a river and there's a huge splash for some reason when that little pencil hits the river. The river, you notice, is crashing up against a giant rock. It's crashing up against a giant rock. That rock, like, out of the river, it crashes into a tree. You notice that this tree is growing cheese. You probably haven't seen a tree like that. This one is growing
cheese. A very unusual tree, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And out of the cheese shoots a dollar. Out of each piece of cheese shoots a dollar. The last word was dollar. So now I'm going to replay through this again super quickly, and you're just going to replay through the story in your mind. We started out with the monkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
The monkey was dancing around with what? It was an iron.
Mm-hmm.
What attached itself to the iron? A rope. The other end of the rope was attached to what? It was a kite. The kite then crashed into what? The house. What was that house covered in?
Paper.
Mm-hmm. What walked on the paper? It was a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
There was something smelly crawling in the shoe. It was a worm.
Mm-hmm.
The worm jumped into what? It was an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
What wrote on the envelope?
A pencil.
Pencil.
Mm-hmm.
The pencil jumped into what? A river.
Mm-hmm.
The river then crashed into the rock. That rock blew into a tree. What was the tree growing?
Cheese.
Cheese. And what had on the cheese? A dollar.
Hey.
So now it should be pretty easy for everyone to recall the random list of words by just going through the story that you've created in your mind and recalling each major object that you see. That will give you all of the words in order. Did you want to give it a try, Bill? No pressure. You don't have to, but you might do better than you think.
Okay, well, okay, go ahead. All right, so...
Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and give it a try? I'll help you out if you have some blanks there. Give it a try.
Well, you want me to tell the whole storyline or just the random
yeah.
words? Okay, so we got the... we got the
way.
Huh?
Either way, I try.
Okay, we got the monkey jump. We got the monkey jumping up and down. He's holding an iron, and attached to the iron is a rope that is on the other end attached to a kite. And the kite crashes into a house that's covered with paper that this shoe has rumpled up, and it smells. And inside of that shoe is a stinky worm. And the worm jumps out of the shoe into an envelope and appears a pencil addressing the envelope. And somehow the pencil splashes into a river. The river creates a wave that crashes into a rock, and the rock then collides with a tree, and the tree is growing cheese, spitting out dollar bills.
Awesome.
How'd I do?
Bill,
how'd I do?
You're awesome. You are awesome, man. That was like really impressive. I mean, you know, you under the pressure of the. You know,
you put me on the spot. I mean, it's my show.
Yeah.
It's my show. It's like, oh, well, what a knucklehead if he doesn't get this right.
Wow. But, I mean, you did it under pressure. That's really impressive. So that technique there is called the story method. It's just going to be one of many, you know, that's a pretty, it's fun to go through those sorts of exercises.
Exactly.
That's really what the book is filled with. It's filled with fun, interesting exercises like that. There are many different techniques to help you with not just random words. That's like how we start out to learn the principles. But we're going to learn in the book presentation, foreign language vocabulary, exam material, names and faces, really so many useful things to remember. And it's not really a lot of work. Again, if you just learn the right technique, mm-hmm. if you use the right approach and you put in some practice, it's going to really improve your memory. This is also a very good brain exercise.
I was going to think, exactly. This is a great idea, Chester. I just so appreciate your new book. We got to wrap things up here, sadly, because you and I could spend some time on this. A couple of quick questions. What do you think about supplements helping a memory, and do you believe in a photographic memory? We got about 30 seconds here, so quick answers.
Supplements, not my area of expertise, but I do believe in the concept of a healthy body equals a healthy mind. So just make sure that you're getting the daily recommended vitamins and minerals. But beyond that, these things you might see on TV, brain tonics and stuff, I'm not so sure on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be wary. What I believe in is exercising your brain. And with the techniques I teach, a healthy body equals a healthy mind. Photographic memory does not exist. It's a myth.
Well, we got to leave it there. His book, Mastering Memory, available at all the usual places, will be linked on our website. He is the U.S. National Memory Champion, Chester Santos, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chester.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.